Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Black Hole War. My battle with Stephen Hawking to make the world safe for quantum mechanics is Leonard Susskind's account of one of modern physics' most consequential disputes, whether information can be destroyed. Centered on black holes, the book explains how a seemingly technical question became a decades-long clash between competing ideas about gravity, quantum mechanics, and the nature of reality. Susskind writes as both participant and guide, tracing the intellectual drama sparked by Stephen Hawking's claim that black holes cause information loss, a conclusion that would undermine a core principle of quantum theory. Along the way, he introduces key concepts such as entropy, horizons, radiation, and the holographic principle, presenting them as stepping stones in an evolving argument rather than isolated textbook definitions. The narrative blends scientific history with personal perspective, showing how debates, calculations, and thought experiments reshaped theoretical physics and influenced today's search for a consistent theory of quantum gravity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the information paradox and why it matters. At the heart of the book is the black hole information paradox. The question of whether physical information about matter that falls into a black hole is lost forever. Susskind frames this as more than a niche puzzle, because quantum mechanics insists that information is preserved through unitary evolution. If black holes truly erase information, then quantum theory would need fundamental revision, affecting how physicists understand everything from microscopic particles to cosmology. The paradox arises when you combine general relativity, which treats the event horizon as a one-way boundary, with quantum field theory, which predicts particle creation near horizons. Hawking's calculation suggested black holes radiate thermally and can evaporate, leaving behind radiation that appears to carry no detailed record of what formed the black hole. That apparent featureless radiation leads to the alarming conclusion that many distinct initial states could evolve into the same final state, violating quantum principles. Susskind explains how this conflict forced physicists to clarify what counts as information in physics, how it might be encoded, and what the rules of measurement mean near extreme gravitational boundaries. The result is a compelling case that resolving the paradox is a doorway into quantum gravity itself. Secondly, Hawking radiation, entropy, and the thermodynamics of horizons. A major pillar of the story is the surprising realization that black holes behave like thermodynamic objects. The book walks through how horizons acquire temperature and entropy, turning black holes from purely gravitational solutions into systems with statistical properties. Hawking radiation is central quantum effects near the event horizon lead to particle emission that makes black holes slowly lose mass, implying they can eventually evaporate. Susskind uses this to explore why Hawking's result was both brilliant and destabilizing, because it tied together quantum theory, gravity, and heat in a single phenomenon. The discussion of black hole entropy and the area law highlights a key clue: the entropy scales with the horizon area rather than the volume, suggesting that the number of underlying microstates is far smaller than naive volume-based counting would predict. That scaling hints at a new principle about how nature stores information in gravitational systems. By treating black holes as laboratories for thermodynamics, the book shows how temperature, entropy, and energy conservation become tools for probing deep questions about space-time. These ideas are presented as evolving insights that motivated the later leap toward holography and a different understanding of locality and degrees of freedom. Thirdly, black hole complementarity and the limits of observation. Susskind emphasizes that progress required rethinking what different observers can consistently describe. Black hole complementarity is introduced as a framework where two descriptions can both be valid, even if they seem mutually exclusive, as long as no single observer can verify the contradiction. From far away, an observer may treat information as remaining near the horizon, potentially scrambled and re-emitted through radiation. For an infalling observer, crossing the horizon can feel uneventful, consistent with general relativity's equivalence principle. The tension comes from trying to combine these viewpoints into one global story, which can lead to apparent duplication of information and contradictions with quantum mechanics. Complementarity proposes that nature prevents operational tests that would expose such duplication, preserving quantum consistency without requiring dramatic breakdowns at the horizon in everyday circumstances. The book uses this idea to illuminate a recurring theme in quantum gravity: locality and classical intuition can fail in subtle ways, and what matters is what measurements are physically possible. By focusing on observers, causal limits, and what can be compared, Susskind illustrates how conceptual clarity can substitute for direct experiments in a field where the relevant energies are unreachable. Complementarity becomes a bridge between Hawking's puzzle and newer principles about how space-time encodes quantum information. Fourthly, the holographic principle and the encoding of reality. One of the book's most influential ideas is the holographic principle, the notion that the physics inside a region of space can be described by degrees of freedom living on its boundary. with information content scaling like area rather than volume. Susskind presents holography as a radical but motivated response to black hole entropy and information preservation. If the maximum entropy in a region is proportional to the boundary area, then the fundamental description might be lower dimensional, with the extra dimension emerging from the way information is organized. This viewpoint reframes black holes from being information-destroying traps into systems that store and process information at the horizon. The principle also provides a conceptual foundation for later developments in string theory and quantum gravity, where boundary descriptions can capture bulk gravitational dynamics. In the narrative, holography is not treated as a detached abstraction. It is portrayed as a strategic move in the war to keep quantum mechanics intact. The reader sees how a paradox drives a new organizing principle that then spreads far beyond its original context. Holography suggests that space-time geometry and gravity may be emergent phenomena arising from deeper quantum rules, making the black hole debate a gateway to understanding what space-time is made of and how information becomes the fabric of reality. Lastly, scientific rivalry, strategy, and how theories evolve. Beyond the physics, the book is a study of how scientific knowledge advances through disagreement, persistence, and changing standards of proof. Susskind recounts the long-running conflict with Hawking as a genuine intellectual battle, where reputations, intuitions, and competing worldviews shape the arguments. The story highlights how theoretical physics often progresses without decisive experiments, relying instead on internal consistency, thought experiments, mathematical structure, and connections to established principles. The reader sees strategies attack a paradox by sharpening it, propose a principle that resolves it, test that principle against other known results, and refine it when new contradictions appear. Susskind also conveys the culture of high-level physics, where seminars, conferences, and informal discussions can redirect entire research programs. The rivalry serves a purpose. It gives momentum to the technical material and reveals the emotional stakes of defending quantum mechanics or general relativity. Importantly, the narrative underscores that consensus can shift as new frameworks, like complementarity and holography, provide ways to keep cherished principles while accepting that older intuitions may be limited. This topic leaves readers with a realistic picture of theory building, showing that progress is rarely linear, and that even the most celebrated scientists can be wrong, revise views, or inspire breakthroughs through their challenges. In conclusion, this book is best suited for curious readers who want an insider-guided tour of a landmark problem in modern physics, including scientifically literate non-specialists, STEM students, and anyone interested in how big ideas are argued into existence. Readers who enjoy conceptual puzzles will benefit most, because the narrative repeatedly returns to one core question: what happens to information when gravity and quantum theory collide? The practical value is not in everyday tips, but in training the mind to think clearly about evidence, assumptions, and what a theory must protect to remain coherent. By the end, the reader gains a stronger grasp of why black holes are not just exotic objects, but crucial testing grounds for the deepest laws of nature. Compared with many popular physics books that present finished results, this one stands out for showing the process, the shifting positions, the competing principles, and the creative leaps that led to complementarity and holography. That behind-the-scenes perspective makes the concepts more memorable and the stakes more intelligible. If you want a narrative that connects Hawking radiation, entropy, and quantum gravity into a single storyline, and you want to understand why the information paradox reshaped theoretical physics, this book is worth buying and revisiting. If you would like to support Leonard Susskind, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.